This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Mr. Ken Hall, the CEO and Creative Director for Destiny's Sword, a genre-bending online role-playing game that explores mental health and promotes a healthier online gaming experience. Mr. Hall has been making online games for more than 25 years. Mr. Hall, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
And certainly our pleasure to have you as well. So for starters today, tell us what inspired you to create Destiny's Sword to lead things off today.
Well, in my gaming career, I'd done a lot of liaising with veterans. I did an award-winning World War II flight simulator based on the B-17 bomber. And while interviewing veterans for that game, it really became clear that all the videos, all the books that we'd watched and read, they really didn't tell the full story. They only talked about the few seconds that those gentlemen were pulling the triggers and not how they made a life in 5 years of combat, and also how they then, got back on those aircraft when they'd seen their friends get wounded or killed even. So really wanted to sort of take a look at these combat games that the kids are running around blowing each other's heads off, that kind of thing. We really wanted to look at that in more of a consequential and socially appropriate manner to sort of look at, how does that exposure to conflict affect the participants.
Certainly some interesting details there. Tell us also, Mr. Hall, why is it important to explore mental health through video games?
Well, video games are a real force in today's world. They're influencing generations. But instead of being vehicles for positive change, a lot of them promote narcissism and antisocial behavior, and they create these sort of toxic online communities. So we really wanted to sort of do something different and offer a positive, rewarding experience. And in particular, looking at mental health, it's such a community-based thing that the best way to provide resilience and to help in the recovery process is to form those strong social bonds and to have that support network. And that's really, we see that working. That's just exactly what we want to do in the online games as well. So the two worked so well together, and particularly because that's such an important aspect of the suffering that a lot of combatants are seeing as well. It just dovetailed perfectly to say, look, this is a game where we can look at mental health as a long-term consequence of conflict, but we can provide strategies and communication, tools that people can use to help in their own lives, to help family members and to support friends and that sort of thing who are suffering as well.
Taking that even further, Mr. Hall, how do you incorporate mental health into the game? Talk to us about that, if you would.
Well, so we've got what we call the Insight Engine, and it creates a full character simulation of all the characters in the game. They have a full background, an education, they have a life history, but they also have a personality and a psychology. So the game tracks all the experiences that these characters go through and looks at the effect that those experiences have on the character's emotional state. And really traumatic events obviously can have, long-term consequences of the characters and can potentially lead to mental health issues. And the players are really rewarded for empathic responses to those issues that are affecting their characters, and their in-game consequences for ignoring those issues. The characters won't perform as well. Their relationships with other characters and with the players will suffer. The game is really about creating bonds with your characters as well as other players, getting to know your characters, getting to understand what makes them tick. And so that really brings a level of agency and accountability into the game that's unparalleled by other forms of entertainment and gives us a chance to address these serious topics in a way that hopefully can cause lasting and meaningful change.
Certainly some positive and tremendous information shared so far today. We are speaking with Mr. Ken Hall, the CEO and Creative Director for Destiny's Sword, a genre-bending online role-playing game that explores mental health and promotes a healthier online gaming experience here on eHealth Radio's Mental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, how do you design a healthier gaming experience? Walk us through that.
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, what we've seen in the industry in particular is there are, you know, we've seen even celebrities like Prince Harry even starting to talk out about the sort of the negative mechanics that we've seen in a lot of games, you know, creating addictive behaviors and whatnot. And really it's about making sure that we sort of address those concerns. So, you know, there's various mechanics, you know, like removing the threat generation and the reward removal, which are sort of mechanics that a lot of these games use to convince players to keep playing on their schedule, right? To log in several times a day or your crops will die. Or, you know, if you don't purchase a shield, people will be able to attack you while you're offline, those sorts of mechanics. So making sure that we don't have those mechanics that cause the players to be fearful of their game state when they're not playing the game. And really allowing players to play on their schedule and not ours. You know, so it's the kind of game you can pick up and play you know, whenever you want, whenever's convenient. But we have a lot of social game design mechanics that mean that, you know, if you're playing at a different rate than your friend, a different intensity, you'll still be very relevant to each other. It's not about, you know, the fact that you both have to play the same intensity to be able to play together. So it's about designing game mechanics that allow players to, you know, make the game fit their lifestyle instead of the other way around.
You made some great points right there. Good stuff. Now, also tell us about the community element of Destiny Sword. How does that work?
Well, so like I was mentioning before, with mental health in general, you know, that the community is such a major part of that process. So it was really important to us that we didn't just create an online game where everybody kind of goes and does their own thing, but that we really encourage people to work together cooperatively. So, you know, a lot of these online games feature what they call a power progression. You know, as one player gets better, everybody else gets worse by comparison because it's like a king of the hill type mechanic. And that creates a lot of resentment. If you get better, it makes my game worse, so I resent you for getting better kind of thing. In Destiny Sword, we have what we call social progression. So it's not about how much individual players can win in Horde, but about how much players can contribute to the community and elevate those around them. So what that means is that we all succeed together. So as you get better, it lifts me up with you. And so I'm going to want to be encouraged to you know, help you get there instead of sort of seeing that as a threat to my own game. But really the biggest thing for us is about forming our own community and developing the game. So, you know, working with veteran support groups like Spartan Wellness and Soldier On, and working with, you know, mental health charities like Take This, and working with the ALDA communication training team. They're part of the ALDA, Alan ALDA Center for Communicating Science. So it's about sort of having the right people helping guide us, as well as making sure we've got the right mechanics in the game.
Mr. Hall, we certainly appreciate what you do in the space and for joining us here today. I think it's awesome what you've created through Destiny Sword. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
I think really it's just about creating a safe and inclusive space for people to explore not only sort of the issues surrounding dealing with a mental health struggle, like, you know, what it takes to sort of deal with that on a daily basis and the kind of maintenance routine that we need to do to sort of help recover from that, but also learning communication and support strategies so we can support other people that are going through that journey. And that's really the approach we've tried to take with this game, is to just create a positive social environment that'll reinforce that development of empathy for others.
Mr. Hall, thanks for those concluding remarks and summary there and wrap up. Certainly do appreciate that. If listeners wanted to get more information on Destiny Sword, where's the best place online to get further details and to connect?
The best place is to start at the website, which is destinyssword.com with two S's in the middle there. And then obviously on social media, if you look for Destiny Sword, we're on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube. So yeah, you can find us in all the usual spots.
And I'd say that's easy enough. Again, Mr. Hall, all the best, and thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Well, thank you for having me on. And I guess one last thing I should mention, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that we've got our Kickstarter campaign going on, so people can find that online too through our website and have a look at that.
Yeah, that's some important information there on your Kickstarter campaign. Glad you mentioned that. Again, Mr. Hall, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Ken Hall, the CEO and creative director for Destiny Sword, a genre-bending online role-playing game that explores mental health and promotes a healthier online gaming experience. And for further details, In all regards, visit destiniessword.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.